This is a public service announcement. You are now listening to the Fraggin' and Laggin' episode. Please download this episode so you're surely not lagging. Thank you very much and enjoy the episode.
Roll back that beautiful bean footage and you'll find it.
I can't hear a thing in the game. It's like, hey, there's a friend request! Hey, there's a friend request! Hey, there's a friend request!
All right, this bastard is on my... Okay, GTFO, bitch.
All right, everybody. Here it comes. Sit back and enjoy the Fraggin' and Laggin' podcast. Hi, everybody. How you doing? It's me, Bobby, your Junkhead. Call me whatever you want, as long as you call me your friend. And, you know, we really enjoy doing these frag episodes, but before I go any further, not possible as usual, but before, like Blaze said in the intro, make sure you download this episode, because that way you're not lagging. This podcast doesn't go. We bust my balls about it all the time. So this podcast does not go without my cohort. The homie Joaquin Blaze. How you doing, brother?
Hey man, welcome everybody. We're always happy to have you on. It's a pleasure, and a special shout out to certain people. I don't even need to say their name, but for just every week being there listening to us talk about anything but nothing.
Yeah, whatever. But, we want. That's the great thing about this thing. We could do whatever. It's our podcast. We could do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah,
Hashtag true. We're fragging.
Yeah. But like the most important thing is we're happy you're here. We're happy you support us, and very thankful, actually. That's maybe even a better word. But yeah, we wanted to talk about something that is at, like, every streamer close to their, how you say that, heart in English? I don't know.
Yeah, their heart.
But,
And their bank account.
It's about items to improve your stream, right? What I can say about it is, like, we've had the, how's it called, the hype about Elgato that's going on right now. And yeah, it's some nice stuff.
that's really nice.
What I can talk about. But like, I don't know, like we're always amazed how expensive certain things can be, if I say it right.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it, you guys. We want you guys to understand that if you're creating content, you're streaming, it's great to have all the best stuff out there. Like Blaze has some of the best stuff out there with his like Go XLR. We both have Stream Deck Minis powered by Elgato. Hashtag not an ad, but Elgato could.
I don't have a mini. I have the first one, like the normal.
Yeah. I'm sorry. So I mean, we both have Stream Decks, which has made streaming so much easier. But we're not promoting Elgato, but if they wanted to send Blaze and I
some stuff, that we would appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, but if you're out there, you don't need all this. And like Blaze and I talked about it in a previous frag episode, it's great to have the money to go out there and drop on all the stuff, but you know, if you're going to stay the path, but don't invest in something that is not going to really do it for you in the end, if that makes sense. So, but yeah, big stuff, big news coming.
Maybe it's better to say don't only invest in stuff you really need when you start out with streaming.
And
I always have had the rule that when I when I bought something, I usually bought it of the money I made from streaming. And I think that's like most essential or most important, right? That you don't spend money on stuff that you don't really need. Am I saying that right?
No.
Mister, I'm drinking coffee.
Yeah, you like that. You know, hashtag not sponsored coffee companies. Yeah, you know, I lost my coffee sponsorship, but, you know.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's no big deal. But I did, you guys, land a affiliation with Rogue Energy. So when you're buying Rogue Energy drinks, make sure you're using code Junkhead when you check out. So there, I just had to plug it because Blaze is always about his Monster, monster connection. But I think what Blaze and I are saying is like, I mean, let's go through and look at all the talk about some of the Elgato new products that drop and some of their old stuff and like the
I was like, did you see the launch event? And you were like, I'm kind of out of sync. I've been working too much.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But you know, but I mean, it's like let's take in like the Key Light, right? The Key Light and the Key Light Air. One is like $200, right? The Key Light. Is the key the full Key Light's like $200, I think, right? Which is cool because it's integrated with your PC, you can control it from your computer and all that stuff. And then you have the Key Light Air, which is like $130 USD, I think. But like me, I use a basic ring light that cost me $25, I think. You know, in the end, when the final setup is done. You know, it'd be nice to have a Key Light, you know, but, you know, it's no worries. I'm using what I got to get what I need, you know? So,
Well, honestly, when I started out streaming, I think I was, we were talking in the earlier episode, people that haven't listened to it, go and listen to it, the one with Mishi. But when we started out, we got like basic stuff, you know, like I got lights, it like companies like Elgato didn't exist yet. So we got stuff that were used for other purposes, but that in the end could be used for streaming as well. And I got those special lights that people use to take pictures from models and stuff like that, you know.
OnlyFans, please.
Yeah. That was actually to start my OnlyFans, but don't tell anybody. But yeah, it was for me a big investment because those things don't come cheap either, you know. I did find some on Amazon and I paid like I think two lights for $100 or something like that, and this made. This made my stream better, of course, but these lights were not made for streamers. They were hot as F, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh. Like, I think I have a couple, like you call them umbrella lights. Like when I did the green screen, it came as a package, and then it was cool, but it like for me, it takes up a lot of room. I went from using two to using one to now I have a ring light, and you know, I'm just like, I mean, I think a lot of the cool things that Elgato is bringing to the table, like they're all integrated into that's controlled by, like, say, your Stream Deck, you know, your computer. I mean, it's really cool what they're doing. Do I think that the MSRP is a little high? Maybe. Because not everyone can afford the cool stuff. Not everyone's sponsored by Elgato or have a connection that gets a care package from Elgato and you know, in the mail. So it's just, I don't know. It's really cool. I think what is the biggest thing you think that they recently released that you think could be a game changer?
I'm going to say different. I don't think it's going to be a game changer, but I do like it a lot. It's the new microphone arm. Because you can like have it underneath you instead of the most of them, they're like the professional like singing mic arms or podcast mic arms for that are above you, you know. And this one looks really sturdy and is actually in front of you down, but you can also put it up, so you can choose down or up. And I saw how it was made, and you can like, if I think about people having their monitors on arms or a little bit above their desk or even on a bit higher, how you call it, monitor stand, you can actually have your mic come under, like under your screen and in front of you, because that's usually the problem, to have good quality microphone that captures your voice very well, like it's doing now. I always have to have my mic in front of me because else it's just, you know, too far away and the sound sometimes drops away, or I turn my head left or right, what I'm doing now, but you still hear me. If you have the mic not on the right spot, you have a problem with your voice quality. And like, what are the two main important things on your stream? That is good video quality and good voice quality. If I go into a stream and I see a bad video quality, usually I'm out. If I don't hear the dude well, I'm like, I'm out, you know?
Yeah, it's like, that's just like, You could be, I think, a really, I think, man, I'm a hot mess this morning. I have not had enough coffee. But I think that's what a lot of people look for is, unfortunately, like the aesthetic look of their, of people's streams. Does the lighting look good? But, and then, like, when I go into people's, like, if I'm in someone's stream, like, I'm one of those guys that are always like, hey, you know, can you turn up your mic volume a little bit more? And, you know, they have their mic, like, far away from them, and they're picking up more ambient sounds and all that stuff. And so I think we look at the same thing. It's cool to have the $69,000 camera with a, you know, blurred background and all that stuff. And I think Elgato really is what they're doing is, I don't want to say they're like monopolizing the market.
No, but they, for me, they're innovating, to be honest.
That's
what
I'm saying. Yeah, they're innovating because, like, I think the cool thing that really released that I liked was the Elgato XLR.
The microphone. Oh, no, the mic amp. Yeah. Like,
so
kind of a competitor for the Go XLR, right?
Yeah, exactly what you have. Because, like, do you have a mini? Like, yours is a mini, right?
Yeah, I didn't want to go for the full one.
But
honestly.
So how much was your? I think they're like what, $300, right? $300 US dollars, something like that. $299, something like that. As Blaze Googles it, so.
Yeah, I'm Googling it. No, it's way less. It's like 160 euros, which is about almost $200.
So I think that the Elgato XLR is $199, I think. $199, $150, $190. So like $100.
They're kind of in the same price range.
So I mean, I think the cool thing that is really benefits them is that you will have access to their Wavelink software, so you can individualize like your Discord sound, your music sound will have its own little thing, and you control it. And I just think it's really cool. It's small. It looks small. Smaller than an XLR.
Normally you would say, that's what she said.
But I mean, I think what they're doing is that maybe that's going to benefit people that want like the Go XLR, who's been like the mainstay. And but the biggest thing they say it's easier to use a two PC setup with a Go XLR. The interface works a lot better versus having all the audio issues and everything. I'd like to know how it would work if you can use that the same way as a Go XLR, where you could integrate two PCs and you have your sounds and everything. Because that's always like everyone's big. You see the tweets. I went to a two PC setup. Now my audio is scuffed. It's horrible. I don't know what's going on with it. And I don't know. It's just, I think what they're doing is great, but
honestly, in my opinion, they're setting like a standard, and other companies are following, also the cheaper ones. and they make like cheaper versions. The good thing about what they do is that they they work on their software, you know, it's always updated. They work on everything. So, but you remember Activator, the guy we had in season one, our videographer friend? Well, he sometimes posts like stuff saying like, hey guys, you got this item from this brand that you can use for your stream, but I found a cheaper solution. Here it is, blah, blah, blah. And he, you know, gives you the cheaper solution for that, and which is a good thing also. But like, some of them are good, I'm pretty sure of that. Some of them are maybe even better than others, but I don't know. It's like driving a BMW or driving a Kia,
yeah.
Or a Volkswagen, you know. It's good, but it's not the best, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a good alternative. And I always say, when people start out, buy yourself a camera around $100 that is good, that has a full HD. Buy yourself a decent mic, and be sure to have or a good capture card, or, you know, a decent PC that can stream your games.
Yeah, I mean, but like, And I'm, you know, I'm the same way. It's like the budget. You find something that's going to work for you. But, I mean, if you think about it, in all reality, what Elgato's doing is creating products where they're, everything is in one, you know, it's in under one umbrella, so to speak, you know. So you, you have your lighting, you have your audio, you have your interfaces, you have your Stream Decks, you have the Stream Deck XL, the Stream Deck Mini, the regular Stream Deck, and now they're introducing like screen covers, and you can customize everything. You know, they
The screen covers. You mean the ones to put over the Stream Deck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. that one you can actually already find on the market. Like some companies already made that. You know, like other brand companies, you can find it pretty cheap, actually. But I think they just did that to
nip it in the bud. Yeah,
to kind of nip it in the bud or to dribble that, you know.
But I mean, they're doing their sound panels and whatnot, and yeah, I mean, it's really cool what they're doing, because they're putting everything is available, and like you said, it's connected to their software, which is always up to date all the time.
Yeah.
You were going to say something, Blaze, before I was talking?
No, I just said yeah.
No. I mean, it's really cool what they're doing. I think they are a big company. I think the one thing I would love to see is maybe, especially in these times where, you know, with the virus out there, people are back to work, but people aren't making as much as they want to or they need to be making to survive. But they're content creators and, you know, and unless you're living with mommy and daddy and, you know, you don't really, you work and you don't pay bills, you know, it's cool. Go ahead and drop as much as you want on Elgato products. But, I mean, I think there are great alternatives out there, but I think Elgato, I think if they were to drop their prices down just a little bit, because, like, I agree with you, the mic arm is, it's, I like the fact that it's long.
Yeah.
And it's the flexibility with it that is awesome.
They got a normal mic arm as well, by the way, but they have the mic arm LP. That's what it's called.
Yeah, and it's just like it's, because like when I would stream and Shannon and I would sit next to each other, I had a Yeti at the time, and I just hung it right in between us, you know. Which is a Yeti is so it's great for a starter mic, but the Yeti, no matter what you do, picks up so much ambient sounds. It's ridiculous. Even had it on a boom arm, shock mount, and you could still hear when you would like I pick my mouse up and set it down, you'd hear the desk, boom, you know, kind of thing. So. I mean, it's just Elgato is let's face it, they're innovating things, and it's really great, and it's awesome for content creators. And you know, Elgato, you can send us a care package. I mean, we keep reaching out to them, we keep plugging them, but they haven't delivered.
But if you think about it, they got Wave 1, Wave 3, the Wave XLR now, the pop filter, the shock mount, the extension rods, the Wave panels, because they also have Wave panels. They got the camera, the Cam Link Pro. They got all those capture cards. That's actually how they kind of started, right?
Yep.
You got all the different Stream Decks. You already got Stream Deck mobile software as well, and you got all the lightning, the key light, the ring light, the key light Air. You got their green screens, because that was also innovating. The green screens that rolled up
it was like a projection screen, like click. Yeah. Now it's out of the way.
Yeah. So all those things for me are like, wow, you know, like they took it to the next level for streamers. And there were not a lot of companies that were like, because, you know, I'm a marketing dude, and there were not a lot of companies that were like, hey, there's a lot of streamers coming up more and more. Maybe we should do something with that, you know. And Elgato did after they released their, you know, their capture card. They started doing all the rest. And from there, they just popped off, you know, and they're a huge company now in the streaming and content creation world. And okay, they are more expensive, but honestly, if you look at their like my Stream Deck is first generation, right? I have never had any problems with it. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I'm the same thing. First generation, and it's a game changer. When like the Stream Deck came out, it took you away from using hotkeys for your scene transitions. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that everything is integrated into your Stream Deck. And I think the one thing that we haven't even touched base on is the webcam, the new Stream Cam.
The new webcam. Yeah.
I think the cool thing about it is that it has, and I this is what I love about it, because I use a Brio, a Logitech Brio. So every webcam you hook up has a microphone, and you have to mute the microphone. Elgato didn't even put that even into their system. So this camera does not even have a microphone, which is, you think about that. I mean, how much is that, I mean, how many times have you been in a stream and you hear two people and you're like, oh, dude, you need to mute your webcam.
Yeah.
So now they're like kind of simplifying everything. No, I don't know what the details of their, you know, I'm sure it's like a 4K camera, or you're able to go to 4K, but it's still, you know, like when everything went distance, everything, right? Zoom meetings and stuff. I mean, like I had to pay like $300 for my Brio, if not more, I forget. Now, normally that thing is like, what would you say? Like $180. But, you know, the market drove everything up. You couldn't even get webcams. And like I was using a Logitech 614 to stream, and I try to crank it up to make it look better, you know. And I remember the first time I put 4K on my Brio, and I was like, nope, never going to do that again.
I remember that.
So I was like, ooh, that's harsh. So, I mean, Elgato, I think, is really great for streaming because it's putting everything under one umbrella. And if you have the money, if it's affordable for you guys, I mean, I would recommend using Elgato. Yes, there are other alternatives you can use. But I mean, if you're looking for something that's simplified, it's there and you're good to go. And you just want it to be easy. I would say, go with Elgato easily, because you know, you're going to get software updates, bug fixes all the fucking time. Yep. I just want to know what Logitech's going to come up with next. I mean, I'm sorry, Elgato.
Elgato.
What's next?
Yeah, what is next?
Are they going to start doing mouse, keyboard?
I don't think that's in their, how you say that? I don't think that's in their...
Game plan?
What do you call it?
Yeah,
like game plan or whatever they, you know, plan to do with their stuff. I think they're more there to improve everything and make everything easier so you can stream in a way, you know?
Yeah, what about Elgato graphics cards? How about that?
I think that's another level, to be honest. But
the fine people at Elgato are, they never cease to amaze me. Like, my big thing with Elgato that I've always had an issue with, not an issue, is that their price points. That's just my biggest thing, is their price. It's like, that's a great product. Like when their Elgato ring light came out, the ring light was more expensive than the damn key light. And I was like, how do you put a ring light that's more expensive to a key light? Now, that key light might be more towards – that ring light, I'm sorry, might be geared more towards the photography side, like you were saying.
Yeah.
But think
about this. Remember when the first Go XLRs came out, like the big ones, and they were priced like 400 and something bucks? And they were sold out instantly because there's so much demand for streamer – specialized stuff, you know, that people actually are prepared to pay that and to pay that certain amount. And I'm pretty sure that any camera that comes out now from Elgato will be, you know, sold out pretty fast. And why would they drop their prices? Because they don't have an overstock. They have not enough in stock, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the demand is going to be always higher. When it has that logo on it, the Elgato logo, it's just like it can dictate its own price. It's not going to matter,
you know?
So who knows, man? I think it's great for streamers, content creators, is that what they're doing is they're putting everything there and giving you it. It's at your hands, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, we were lucky enough that when we did the Save the Children thing, which was sponsored by Elgato, you know, it was cool. I mean, it was funny because they sent me a Elgato Christmas sweater, and it's a big thick sweater, but I live in Florida and I was like, what, you know? But you know, it's all good, man. It's really, I think it's really great because it shows the progression that you know, a company is gearing specifically towards streamers and content creators, YouTubers, and all that stuff, which is really awesome. It's really, really awesome. It's really great for us, people like us. You know, if Elgato wants to sponsor this podcast for a couple, you know, just let us know. Business email is in the link tree.
But that's not why we're doing this episode. But no, the thing is, guys, first of all, if you start out streaming or you're thinking about starting, first think about what is my budget, what is most important, what do I really need to get, right? You start with that. Then you just, you know, when you have the basics, just start streaming. Try to get an affiliate done. Try to get, you know, everything that you think you need. And once you've like had your first streams, once you're maybe affiliate, once you see what even your, let's say, income is, then maybe decide what you should be doing. You know, like, should I buy a better camera? Should I buy a better mic? Should I buy a green screen to put behind me? Like, I did the easy solution on a green screen. What did I do? I painted my walls green. And honestly, I did my whole room, and in the end, it also cost me like $100, you know? So it's a solution, but for me, making the whole room green was pretty cool, and I could use, you know, do like Dr. Disrespect stuff.
Raul!
Yes, Raul. But, you know, that's what I think is, you know, you decide what is most important and go step by step and do all the stuff you think are important to improve your stream. But I don't think you should go, honestly, all out on your budget, because that's just gonna, you know, ruin everything in a way.
Yeah, I mean, especially now, I think people are gonna get out of the content creating game now that, you know, things are somewhat going back to normal. So just you know, watch like your, you know, eBay, and people are gonna start selling their stuff off, I think. But, you know, kudos to Elgato for being a game changer. Easily, one of the biggest things and coolest things out there. And I do like their drops, and you get excited about it, especially when you see these streamers, like, they have a box there. It's like, I can't open this till the 15th, you know, and so that's really cool. It's really great. I like what they're doing.
They did a good media campaign on that one.
Yeah, I mean, when you send stuff out, you know, people will, like, you know, and these guys are under contract, and I'm sure they're like, they don't know what's in, they might know what's in the box. I can't say yes or no, but
Let's say it differently. If you get this box, even if you couldn't open it, would you or would you not maybe slowly open it a little bit and then stick it back together?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's got some special seal in it that, like, released, you know, on the 15th, like a special glue that was time sensitive. Elgato was really innovative. They might have put like a special time release seal on it, but it would be hard. It would be very hard. Like, if you put that box next to me, I'd be looking at it like, hey, you're streaming. And I'm like, no, but I got an Elgato hidden box right here. Of course, you want to shake it, but you don't want to shake it too hard because you don't know what's going to be in there. It's going to break. So it's really cool. Elgato's very, 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 very smart. So.
No, they're doing a good job. And by the way, thank you for helping to innovate the streaming world.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
really
exactly. Bingo, Blaze hit it there perfectly, because I think that's what we need, a company that's behind the content creators, the streamers, that's going to, like, hey, look, yeah, you could do this. This might cost a little bit of money, but guess what? I still like the fact that everything is linked to their software. That, I can't say that enough. You know, you don't have to go here to mess with it. You can, it's all there. And then it's all connected to, say, your Stream Deck Mini, your Stream Deck, you know, XL.
Mm-hmm.
So that is fucking pretty awesome. So kudos to you, Elgato. Blaze and I will expect our shipment in at any time.
Yeah, we would.
Yeah. Key light. I'll take a key light there.
You
I'm
take
good with
key
it.
Light. Honestly, like, we had the question that we actually asked to Mishi, if what item, if you could choose from all the items that are out there from Elgato, which item would you choose?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, Stream Deck. I have a Stream Deck. You talking about something I could, if they have that I can get right now.
Yeah.
Two key light airs. I don't need the big ones. The small ones are fine. Two key light airs. I'd be happy.
Two key light airs.
Yeah, I'm happy with what I got, you know.
Okay.
What about you?
It's a hard one. I do like my Stream Deck, but honestly, that is something you can still do on your computer, if you know what I'm saying. I would probably... One item, right?
Yeah, one item. You can have multiples of one item, but just one item. Like, I want two key light airs. I'm happy.
I'm really doubting, and I'll tell you why. Maybe the green screen? Because I do want to paint my room again. I'm thinking maybe the green screen. Or I've been thinking about the camera.
Well, that's true. I mean, you have, what, Logitech?
That's 920, six years old. So if I could change that. Honestly, the microphone, no. Because, I have a good mic. I got the Shure SM7B, which is the mic that every big podcaster uses. And
Cam Link. What about a Cam Link?
Well, then you still need to buy the camera.
Well, you have like 6,000 cameras from your OnlyFans stuff. So, you guys, do me a favor. We'll send out a tweet saying what Elgato product would you guys like to have. And you guys make sure you comment when this episode comes out, which Elgato product would you like to have? And then maybe Elgato will grace us with some love. So, but you have to listen to this episode first, so that way you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Once again, thank you guys for all the love and support. Download all our episodes. And if you're just now discovering this podcast, make sure you go to season one. Maybe start at like episode 3. That's where really the podcast became what it is. So, the one where we talk to Blaze. So, always show that love and support. Our link tree is in the bio, in the description. Whatever podcast platform you're listening to it on, make sure you guys are giving us a follow. It means the world to us. And if you're following us on Twitter, we need to get more active on the gram, you know. But it's just, I think with our work schedules and all the kind of stuff, Blaze is going to be a new papa here soon in about 2 months. So, I'm going to start having Tyler as my co-host. So.
Oh, man. I wish you lived closer. You could babysit.
No, dude. I 4 grandkids. I got my hands full here. So,
are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty positive. Pretty positive. So, especially now that my stepson tested positive for the virus.
That's true.
We get our grandkids, at least every other weekend, or if not every weekend. And especially now that Shannon's kind of like homebound. I don't want to make it seem like she's an invalid and she can't do anything, but we can't really go anywhere and do things.
Yeah.
Now we literally cannot see our grandkids for like 2 weeks. So.
Well, like, welcome to my world. I haven't seen my dad since October. So
it sucks. So you guys, make sure you guys are being safe at all times, okay? Even though they're saying that the virus is kind of curtailing a little bit, there's all the variants. Just be safe because it's out there still. It's out there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And honestly, it's a personal, it's a personal thing, get vaccinated or not. But if you think about it, it's like with the flu. A lot of people can get vaccinated, but they don't get vaccinated. But I do think that the consequences of getting COVID is way worse than flu in general. I'm just speaking in general terms. I know there's a lot of people having a lot of opinions about it. But if you get a vaccine, in the end, you get a little piece of the virus. Your body makes antibodies. And, you got something cool happening. You're going to be able to transmit 5G, and you can stick iron to your body. So, hey.
Yeah, there you go. You're the new Wolverine, so.
But, yeah, like, honestly, just stay safe. Don't come too close to everybody in public. And... stay healthy.
Yeah, just sit at home and listen to this podcast over and over again. And be like, hey, you guys, I discovered this awesome podcast. It's been around for like, what? We're going on 2 years now, right? Getting close to over a year.
No, we're a year now. Actually, when is our birthday? Is it not like around now?
It's getting.
I need to check on the Spotify. You know, like Fraggin' and Laggin' podcast. Yeah. When did you do the first episode?
I don't know. It's too long ago, man. I forget what yesterday was. I think it's Tuesday right now. I don't know.
The beginning was in July 2020. But I don't see an exact date on it. But it's July 2020, and I think it's around. We're a year old.
Yay.
We're a baby. We are having a baby. But
I think you guys, and we hope you're enjoying the podcast, and you guys be safe out there. And
yeah,
that's the most important thing.
Yeah. By the way, if you think you have a guest that should come on our show, or somebody you know that's interesting to have on our show that you think is perfect for the Fraggin' and Not Lagging podcast, be sure to drop us a DM on the gram or on Twitter or anywhere, or send us a mail.
Tag him and say, hey, you guys, get this bitch.
Yep.
Not,
do that.
I don't mean that like that, but
yeah, know. But I know what you're saying.
Karma. We're waiting. Karma, hex. I'd love to get hex. Karma. I love karma. Like you said, Lyndon. You guys blow up Lyndon. Say, Lyndon, you need to get on the Fraggin' and Laggin' podcast.
Maybe if you just send him some beers over, he'll be on.
Uber Eats or some beer. I think the one I would love to do is the Ant and Cloaksy. And if you listen to this, Ant, you hear this. Happy belated birthday, buddy.
Yeah, happy birthday. His birthday
was yesterday.
Yeah. He got pretty drunk. I saw on his Twitter.
his pictures. He was very yellow, swagged out of his mind. So, but you guys, thank you for all the support. I hope you're enjoying these frag episodes like Blaze and I do. So, and I'll let Blaze do the outro, and I'll do the Blaze part.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, you'd better be fragging, because else you'll be doing what Bobby's always doing, because he's always
lagging.
Oh my God!
Gotta sell it, man. You guys be good.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Slap well.
Slap well.
Mom! 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 Get the camera! I gotta kill! Mom, I gotta kill! Oh yeah, baby! Oh, mommy, I gotta kill! Finally, after 250 games sitting in a corner undying to the gas!